Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Borowy. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Borowy. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting second. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting third. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tiny Bonham. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Tiny Bonham. And now, play ball. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry takes first base on ball four. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Klutz fields it and throws to first for the out. Lowry moves to second. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko takes first base on ball four. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell takes first base on ball four. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a line drive into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball four. Russell moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a pop-up into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Westlake. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gerges moves to third. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lowry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerges scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lowry moves to second. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerges. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Tiny Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pafko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Rip Sewell now pitching. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-1 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 0-for-1 in the game. Borowy bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 1 out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lowry hits a line drive into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-1 in the game. Westlake is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Greenberg moves to third. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clutz hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Greenberg scores. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Cubs. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-2 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerges. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-2 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Russell moves to second. 1 out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cox hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Pafko. Cox reaches second base with a double. Russell scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Cubs. Paul Erickson now pitching. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cox moves to third. 2 outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-2 in the game. Scheffing hits a line drive towards third. Gustine reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Klutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. Westlake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Pirates. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-3 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. D'Alessandro reaches second base with a double. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pavko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0-for-3 in the game. Gustine hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cox hits a pop-up into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 6, Pirates, 6. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0-for-3 in the game. Scheffing hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-3 in the game. Sturgeon hits a line drive into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gerges hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0-for-1 in the game. Erickson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Westlake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pafko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Sewell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Erickson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Russell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 4 in the game. Gustin is hit by the pitch. Russell moves to second. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a line drive towards third. Lowry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 0 for 4 in the game. Scheffing hits a line drive into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 4 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. Gerges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Greenberg strikes out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Westlake hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.